seems that virtue signaling and such, far more important. The priorities today are, you know, being woke for the Democrat Party, being woke, the most important thing. We talked about it last hour. Governor Gretchen Whitmer on tape calling women menstruating people. Menstruating people. I want you to hear it one more time. Bite 15. Listen to this.
Passing if Roe v. Wade fails, what can voters do to help preserve our freedom of choice?
So we saw where we thought Dobbs was going to be headed, and this was prior to the draft opinion coming out publicly. So we looked at all the tools that I have as governor and determined that, okay, a couple unique things I can do. Number one, I have the constitutional ability to bring a lawsuit to protect constitutional rights of people of Michigan. So I brought a lawsuit on behalf of all the menstruating people in Michigan, 2.2 million, and another
all right, enough, to go enough, enough. To our- all right, menstruating people. The person who proudly sold swag that said that woman in Michigan, because Donald Trump referred to her as that woman in Michigan, is now, what is she now, the menstruating person in Michigan? It is unbelievable. Joining me now, Garrett Soldano. He's one of the Republicans running for governor here in Michigan. He's dropping in for a little take on this. Garrett, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having us on your show again.
It is insane to me that when gas prices in Michigan are over $5, when parents can't find formula, when Kellogg's is moving their headquarters to Chicago after a century in Battle Creek, that our governor's priorities is using woke language because apparently our governor, a woman, can't define what a woman is. Garrett, help me here.
I can't. I mean, why are we even talking about this right now? Because those are the policies and issues that I want to talk about, is why we're having a mass exodus of businesses and people leaving the state of Michigan, which continues to throw Michigan into the hole. And so, I mean, it's amazing that we're even talking about these types of issues, because is it now taboo to call a man and a woman? And it's funny how she just said that she's standing for the Constitution. This is the very woman who actually hammered down on the Constitution and took away people's constitutional freedoms, sacred values, and citizens' rights during the pandemic. And I tell you what, for all your listeners out there, I know you're frustrated. I know you're angry with all the stuff that's going on. But there's a great documentary on Daily Wire by Matt Walsh called What is a Woman? I strongly encourage everyone to watch that.
Do you think that her comments show that she's in touch or out of touch with the average person living here in Michigan today?
Oh, she's definitely out of touch, and that's why people are sick and tired of these career politicians, these silver spoon politicians, or even these politicians who are bought and paid for by special interest and lobbying groups. And people aren't real now. The majority of Michiganders, the majority of Americans, do not want this shoved down their throat. And I have no problem with the LGBTQ community. I have loved ones and family members who are part of that community, and I love them just as much as I love everyone else. But I do have a problem with them force-feeding it down to our throats on everything that you're seeing on TV and Amazon Prime and Disney Plus, and I definitely have a problem with them trying to condition these kids in these schools about this hot garbage, because you know what? We can't talk about sexuality in the workplace because it's considered sexual harassment to adults, but talking about sexuality to children in school and elementary school, for God's sakes, at school is considered essential now. It's like we live in bizarre world. It's a clown show right now.
Well, it is a clown show. I mean, let's just go back to last week where the attorney general here in the state of Michigan thinks we have to have drag queens in every school. Of course, our kids can't read and write and compete with other states because we're dismal in that regard. But drag queens, that'll help a little Johnny and Susie, if you're allowed to call them that, Garrett, read and write. It's insane. You're right.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%. Let's get back to the basics, you know, and that's why on day one we're banning CRT. If you want to teach my kids critical anything, critical math, critical science, critical reading skills, teach them the right history and all the history. You have every right to teach my kid how to critically think, but you have no right to teach my kid what to think. And as Michigan's next governor, we're just going to bring common sense solutions to this.
Yeah. Garrett Soldano here reacting to Governor Gretchen Whitmer talking about menstruating people, 2.2 million. I'm not sure how she would. So does a woman who has reached menopause Are they just a non-entity in this world? I mean, it's just bizarre to me. The priorities, Garrett, continue to be gas at $5 a gallon, diesel at $6, groceries that are missing from the shelves, groceries that are too expensive. The priorities of the Democrat Party in 2022, from Washington to Governor Whitmer, who is, by the way, riding with Biden, apparently just completely out of whack. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, it was funny. I was talking to a journalist yesterday in Lansing, and they were questioning how, you know, I made a statement that we're going into
a recession. Wait. Hold on. You found a journalist in Lansing?
That was good. Yes, I think. Well, he at least called himself that. Yeah. But that's what he said. And I made that comment about a recession, if not depression, on the horizon. He's like, well, Michigan's doing great. I was like, so you're saying that the average Michigander right now paying $300 to $600 more a month on rising gas, rising energy, food, and everything else is doing great? And he was just like, it was like I hit him upside the head. He didn't even know what to say. And that's the narrative that they're pushing. Even President Biden pushing, like, oh, we can get out of this. No, we need common sense again. And unfortunately, Governor Whitmer and her Democratic Party, they're the gift that keeps on giving. And that's why there's not going to be a red wave in November. There's going to be a red tsunami. And then we're going to be able to not only right the ship in Michigan, but we're going to take back lost ground and get our country back on track in 2024 when we take back the White House.
Garrett Soldano, running for governor as a Republican in Michigan in the field of five. Really appreciate you being here. We need to get our priorities straight, Garrett. That's what I've been saying for a long time, and I stand by that. Thank you for being here.
I appreciate you, sir. God bless.
There you have it. All right, everybody. Yeah. Virtue signaling? No, thanks. And, you know, and I have friends and family also in the LGBT community, whatever, right? Who cares? I'm fine with that, but stop the nonsense. Stop this, you know, they didn't stop being women, all right? They didn't stop being men. Good Lord. Menstruating people, non-menstruating people, give me a break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar is a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.